Trying to reach children before they make the wrong decisions that could lead to a life of crime is the goal of the Leadership Project, a voluntary program aimed at fifth graders in schools across Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Some 80 people from federal, state, and local agencies go to the schools to encourage good decision-making. The Leadership Project is the initiative of the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York, Rick Hartunian.
Brian, this began back in 2011 as a kind of an outgrowth of a big gang investigation and prosecution that we did in Albany involving a gang that was terrorizing the north end of the city, the Jungle Junkies, they were called. And we prosecuted these gangsters and interacted with them in the course of the prosecution. And as we did so, we realized that they had started their bad activities when they were young middle schoolers. They actually called themselves the Looney Tune Thugs, the LTT, or the 588. And that is their code that they use. And they started when they were young. So we, the investigators and I and my staff thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to kind of share what a bad idea this was with young people in the city of Albany. So from that, we developed this program called the Leadership Project, which has been a great success.
Why the fifth grade? You speak to fifth graders. What is it about that age group that it's still reachable, I guess?
Because they're old enough in fifth grade to understand right from wrong. They're starting to kind of see the world a little more broadly through wider eyes. And yet they haven't had the opportunity to really be co-opted by some of the bad elements of society. So that really is, we find, the target age to reach them. They're engaged, they're interested, they're positive, and it's been a great experience.
Who goes out to speak to these children?
We have volunteers from 29 law enforcement agencies, 14 federal agencies, state and local agencies, Albany Police, the New York State Department of Corrections, Homeland Security, all the way up to all of the federal law enforcement agencies. I'm so proud of all the volunteers who take time out of their day to go and interact with the kids. And they come back to A1 and say, boy, that was really a worthwhile effort. That was really great to engage with the kids, do something positive, help foster good community relations with law enforcement. And it's been a positive experience for all the volunteers.
We know what a bad decision is, but what's a good decision? What are some of the good decisions that you encourage?
Well, good decisions are using good judgment when you're faced with peer pressure. It's realizing that there are going to be people who want to get into trouble and staying away from those folks who want to find a controversy or trouble. And it's also, you know, putting an emphasis on education, putting an emphasis on sports and doing the right thing and kind of just being positive, living your life in a positive way, respecting your family, respecting your friends. And these are all the things that we talk about through a series of skits, if you will, through a series of role playing. And the kids read and they play roles of good kids and bad kids, and they really, really get engaged.
And I understand you just don't meet with them once. You meet with them four times, 45 minutes each time. What makes that so important about going back?
Well, it's great because, you know, you really get to know the kids. You get to know them on a first-name basis. We use name tents. We talk to them. They get to know us. And, you know, they realize that you're not just there for one quick message. You're actually invested in them. And, boy, they respond in such a positive way. It has surprised me, frankly.
Now, when they say police officer, I think they know what a police officer is. But if you go, what is the U.S. attorney? I mean, do they ask questions about what you do?
Well, a lot of people don't know what the U.S. attorney is, not just fifth graders, but we tell them what we do. I explain to them, as do my members of my staff, many of whom join me spreading out among the schools in the Capital Region, to describe the criminal justice system in the basic terms. You know, there are the roles that we all play as prosecutors and defense lawyers and judges and jurors. And we describe generally for them how the system works. You'd be surprised at how much knowledge they have about it, either sometimes, sadly, through personal experience with their family members, but what they see on TV and what they hear in school.
What do they tell you about their lives, that the decisions they have to make on a daily basis? I made this decision. I made that decision. What do I do if someone wants to give me a gun, for instance?
You know, you'd be surprised that some of them have faced those scenarios already in fifth grade, which is why I think it's the perfect target age. But They have described how they have family members who are in prison who have done things. They've sometimes say they've seen things that are bad or illegal. And, you know, we talk about that, how difficult it can be. We kind of relate to them personally about how hard it can be to steer clear of violence or drugs or gangs or guns. And I think when you kind of relate to them and explain that you've had similar experiences and you know people who have and who've been able to navigate, I think they find some hope in that.
Is this just for the city kids? Do you talk to the kids in the suburbs as well?
You know, we've been targeting some of the city school districts, but I think the program would work great, and we've been expanding it every year. And you know, my hope is that we're gonna kind of spread out and expand, because the message isn't just violence and gangs; it's drugs. I was in Washington this week testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about synthetic drugs. Another terrible scourge that we're seeing plague young people at a little older age in fifth grade, but still the message is there and it's the same. You got to steer clear of this stuff.
Not just drugs, not just gangs, but for instance, some of the day-to-day threats that kids face, like bullying. Does that come up?
Well, that comes up, especially in the context of their work with computers and cell phones. We talk about cyberbullying. We talk about getting into trouble texting and, you know, using electronic media and social media improperly, how hurtful it can be, how everybody has a cell phone that takes pictures and videos. And so we start to sensitize the kid to this whole broad range of challenges that the new world is presenting to them.
Richard Hartounian is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of New York.